Okay, so I'd like to continue today with the discussion about Amasa that we started yesterday. And Amasa, again, is like an excuse or an explanation where, again, the original case we had was the Gemara Ksubas on the Chofbez, Chofbez on Aleph, so on the page. But a woman makes a statement, and then she later on wants to retract that statement or correct the statement and indicate that what she said before, or as we saw subsequently, what she did before, created a misimpression and an inaccurate impression. And the mitzvah is so different. And the question is she nemenis, right? So that was the thing we discovered, we started with. So just to summarize, I tried to put it together at the end, but now I kind of got it organized. So I'll say, basically, based on the material we saw yesterday, we had, well, I lined it up anyway, seven cases where an amasla does work and seven cases where it doesn't work. Just based on and they're different, not everyone agrees in all of them, but based on the shitas that we saw. So here are the cases, the seven cases where an amasla does work. Based on what we said, yes, at least according to some. One, she claims that she said she was a nida because she said she wasn't feeling well. She had no strength, no koyach to be with him. And that's considered a valid amasa the next night, the next time they want to be together. Two, we mentioned according to some, she was embarrassed, right? The parents were around or her siblings were around, his siblings were around. And so they were embarrassed about it. So she said, you know, she can't be with him. And therefore, that's also considered a valid amasa. Number three, we said she made a mistake. She made an honest mistake. She thought she was a nida. Then when she examined herself later, she saw she had a scratch there or some irritation, and that's what caused the dam. So it was a mistake. That kind of a masla works also. We also said that if she changed her position, toch kedei dibur. Remember, it's not exactly a masla, but again, it's in this category. She's within, as soon as she said, no, I mean that, right? You said right away, you retracted right away. So, that's also, we believe, the second statement. Number five, we said if there was some sort of ketota, right? There was some sort of a quarrel that they had, and now they made up. And so she said that because of the quarrel, right? So that's what the husband realized, so that's also valid on Maslow. Number six, we said the funny case, not funny, but she felt that it was an ayin hara. You know, the woman, the case of Ramos Tshuva, where she kept having babies in the eighth month and so on. She had a couple of times in a row, and she felt people were giving an eye on her, so she didn't want to tell people what months she was up to, so she indicated she still had a period, so the miscalculation, right? And it was calculated when she's due. Again, after a while, she's showing, so she's obviously pregnant. But at the beginning, no one knows exactly when it started, so if she said, oh, so I'm a nida now. She wasn't. She was already pregnant. That's also valid. Valid concern. And the other thing we mentioned, the last one, seven, was if, and this, you know, I lined this up based on more contemporary Sfarim that kind of give a list. So the seventh one is if she informed in advance. Remember we mentioned yesterday, if she says in advance, I'm going to do this because I want to, you know, I want to say I'm an either for X reason, X, Y, and Z, she, like a Messias Modas, or if she gave an announcement in advance. So those are seven examples that we saw where the Amasa works. Seven examples where the amasla does not work, okay, according to many. If she did a maisa, she didn't just say she was a nida, she put on her nida garments. In other words, so just to say afterwards, no, I'm not a nida, to explain yesterday, the amasla only works when it's enough to explain everything she did. I gave the exaggerated case of the one who wanted to, you know, she wanted to explain to people she wasn't really a psula, so she talked, she said her husband passed away. Okay, then she explained, no, she only said that because she wanted to keep people away from her. But if she went ahead and she wore all black clothing and she wouldn't go to any simchas and she constantly cried about her husband being dead and her poor husband, now just to say, no, that's not enough of a reason, right? You have to have the amasa. So maisa, if she does a maisa, then the amasa won't work.
Rabbi, but the amasa would work if she explained it to her.
So we said that if she explained why she didn't do that maisa, yeah. Now we explain if she that we said a little bit the Rashbos the key was that Rashbo and the Torah Sabayis, right? The Rashbos Loshen, where was that in let's see what number that was. It was the Torah Sabayis. Yeah, number nine. Avalasos Maisa Kule Hai, right? To do such a right, but if there's a reason why she explained, I think I'm interested. If she explained why she, we'll see again today also. Let's say. She said she put on those clothing because their other stuff was in the wash at the cleaner. She had nothing else to wear. You know, again, the amasa has to explain away everything. That's the idea. Number two, the amasa doesn't work. It works, but the Baal wants to be noeg midas chasidus. Like the Gemara concluded that even though Rav said, that was the Gemara, right? The Gemara at the beginning there in Subis, the first source, and more in the Yerushalmi, right, we saw. So he wants to, you know, Gemilas Chasidus, okay? Number three, if she claims, I was just joking around, that's not a good, that's what the Rambam said. The Rambam mentioned that example specifically. The woman said, I was kidding. You know, that's not a, saying you're kidding, that's not a good enough amasa, okay? It also, according to some, doesn't work. If she said, Beferish, I'm Tamea, I'm Asura, and then she didn't say anything, she just acted. She went in the bed next to him and something like that. So, again, she didn't say anything. According to some, that's not enough. She has to actually, we said that to Machlokas, but does she have to verbalize it, right? We said that again last time. We mentioned that the Ben Ish Chai, and, you know, and I quoted Rav Yosef at the very end, right, who said, you don't have to, you know, you have to ask her, she has to verbalize it, but that's a question. According to some, if she verbally said, I'm an Ida, and then she didn't say anything to undo that, she just acted in a certain way, that may not be enough, according to some. Okay, so that's number four. Number five, and this is in the Ber Hetev, which I should have printed, but didn't. Okay. It's an unusual case. The Ber Hetev in Sukkot and Beis. You can look it up if you want to see the Ber Hetev on the page. Okay. The Ber Hetev a lot of times just really gives you a brief summary of the Shach and the Taz. Right? The same thing in Orach Chaim, right? The Ber Hetev just tells you what the Magen Avraham said and so on and so forth. But sometimes he has other things also. I think originally for a long time the Ber Hetev was not available in the Bar Ilan City Ram, and then later on they did print it. So anyway, so by the time I printed these sheets, I think it was in there, but I didn't print this Bar Hetev. But he has two other possibilities. If there's an Eid Echad that she was Tamea, okay, and the lady she says she's not believed against an Eid Echad. You have to figure out what the case would be. There's no Amas against an Eid Echad, okay. And another case is the Amasa doesn't work if she never said she was an either. The husband asked her, and she said yes. According to some, that's also not enough for Shula says later, no, it wasn't. She, not that she said she was an Eid, that I didn't mean it. He asked her, Beferish, Pamela said, are you? And she answered a certain way, then the Masa won't work. And then the last thing, which was based on the Taz from the Maharal of Prague, is if she publicized it, she said it Bifnei Rabin, or if she said it Bifnei Rabin, then later on the Masa won't work. So those are examples where the Masa will not work, and an example where the Masa will work. Okay, so just basically on today, just to share a little bit of Lumdus from Rav Soloveitchik and others relating to this whole Sugya of Amasla and the why it works. And the point of departure is the Shach here by us. The Shach is an interesting kasha. Okay, the Shach here in the Sim Kuf Pehe, source 28, that's what up to, right? Source 28, the Shach in Sim Kuf Pehe, Sikot and Hey. Shach is as follows. Ainan Emenesh, when Hatam, Kos of Hashem Rashbo, Mishubusha Onus Mikri, Ramar Tmeya, okay, if she was just embarrassed or some other reason, some other pressing reason why, she said she was Tmeya, fine. Avalasos Masa Kule Hai. There's the language of Rosh Bo again, right? That the Shach is quoting. Avalasos Masa Kule Hai. Lilbo speak the Nida. She wouldn't do that unless she taka were a Nida. Right? So there, Amasa doesn't help. What does she have to go overboard for, right? But enough, who's this Nogea to? Nogea to her husband, right? So it's a system, I need to finish, I got my period. We have to go overboard and put on the clothes and so on and so forth. Okay, lo yalei lilbosh big denida, right? There's no reason for her to go ahead and put on big denida if she wasn't being serious or she didn't really mean it. She had some other external motivation for saying right now she's an Ida. So she just tell her husband she's an Ida and finish. But she had to go overboard to a charade. You know, to present herself as an Ida, she didn't need to do that. If she did that, there must be some reason for that. And if she doesn't provide a reason, then she's not going to be believed when she later says, I'm not an Ida. Okay? Now, here's where the Shach brings in something else. Below dummy, my below dummy, the El Simon Aleph Sif Yud Gimel. He refers to something at the very beginning of Yoredeya, where, of course, the wing Yoredeya is in Kupehe, right? So he points to a din in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Aleph, Hilchos Shechita. Simon Aleph Sif Yud Gimel, first Simon Hilchos Shechita, okay. B'tabach she'asa Simon Barosh HaKeves. You see the case I printed in 29, okay. Hilchos Shechita Yoredeya Simon Aleph Sif Yud Gimel. Tabach she'asa Simon Barosh HaKeves Hashochad. She'anira Shu Treifel. He put some kind of a marking on this cut of meat, okay. That usually he would put on when he's indicating it's a treifa. I don't know, he put a big test. I don't know exactly what he did, but he made some kind of marking that would indicate to people coming to his butcher shop that it's treifa. Okay? Vigam haya omer shu treifa. And he told people, oh, this piece is treifa. No, this piece of meat is from a treifa. Later on, the butcher said, the shochet said, no, this is absolutely kosher. The lo omer kain ela kedei shelo yikro so, v'yishar lo likach min abasar. He did that because he wanted that cut of meat. It was a good cut of meat. He wanted that cut of meat for himself. He didn't want to sell it to the public. So he, you know, had all this meat in his shop, right? And he had this, he made a marking on this one so people think that's trefa. They wouldn't buy it. And then he'd be left it out for himself. He wanted that one for himself. So that's a good amasa, right? And he said, I only told people it was trefa because I was saving it for myself. It wasn't really trefa. So it says, the Shulchan Aruch there concludes, Kevan shenosan amasla dverv neman. Good, he gave an amasla, right? He gave a good excuse. It's not really trefa. Aye, so would you tell him that it's trefa for? Because I wanted to save this for myself. That's a good amasla. But ask the shop last 1 second. But he did more than tell. He did a maisa, didn't he? Right? Rosh Bo said, you have to explain away the maisa. Right, with the woman, it's not enough that she said she's to me. She went ahead and put on, she did a maisa, said a maisa doesn't work. So Shas Kasha is, why there in the Shulchan Aruch, despite the fact that a butcher did a maisa, right, the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch said a maisa works anyhow. Why? He did a maisa. That's the Shas Kasha. Okay? You hear the Kasha? Anyone know the Kasha? Right, the Stira, because we said, based on the Rosh Bo, our operative approach here, forget the Taz quoting the Maromi Prabhupada. The operative approach here is that when there's a Maisa, a regular Maisa doesn't work. So over here, if he had just told people that it's a trefa, and now later on he says, no, really, it's a ksher, and I told people it's trefa because, you know, I wanted this myself, then I can say, well, that Maisa would work. But he went further. He did a Maisa. What do you have to do that Maisa for? Okay, what do you have to do that Maisa for? Right? Just like we said now. What does she have to put on her big day nida for? Would have been just as good if she just told her husband that she's an Ida. Evidently, there's something more to it, so the Amasa doesn't work. So in the case of Siman Aleph, same thing. Why don't we say the same thing? He could have just told people that the piece of meat is trefa, and that would have been enough. What are you going to do a Maisa for? And Amasa shouldn't work. And yet the Shulchan Aruch says, the Amasa does work. That's the Kasher Shach. The Shach says, the Hosam, lo hayahev, etshur lo b'inyan acher. There was no other way for him to communicate to the trefa. You're listening, what do you mean? Why don't you just say so? Yeah, but if a guy's got a butcher store, not everyone's asking him, right? People are walking through the aisles, whatever it is, and they see cuts of meat. So not, you know, you're gonna stand, you can't stand there the whole day and say, this is trefa, this is trefa. So you put a marking on it. In other words, the marking wasn't really extra. It was something needed to do to communicate it, right? Yeah, anyone who asked him, he would say that it's trefa, but it could be, I'm just extrapolating, I think that's what it means. Okay, that the only way you can communicate this piece of stock of trade is by putting that mark, because he's not going to stand there over the piece of meat the whole day, right? He doesn't want anyone to take it. It's in the fridge or whatever, refrigerated section. So he tells people who come by, he tells people he's busy, you know, with his work. He's not walking a piece of meat every day, every minute of the day. So therefore, he put a mark on it. That's what it means. Oh, Efshur Minacher. Aval Hacha, Haya Efshur Shetomer Tmeyani, Velo Hala, Libos Pidinida, Adkan. Okay, but here, it wasn't necessary. It's only no gay to her husband. To tell your husband you're in need of, what if you put your garments on? You hear that? Okay. And then he says, now, here's the point. Mashma Divrayim, it implies from here, okay, that you follow the point? It's when it comes to the butcher, the only way the butcher could communicate was by doing that maisa. Okay, there was no other way for him to do what he wanted to do. But here, she didn't need to put on a big day neither. She could have just told her husband, I'm going to need them, finish. All right. Now, therefore, Mashma Divrayim, Hechad Lo Ha'efshu La Binyan Acher in their menace. That was you were saying before, Yeshua. If for some reason there was no other way for her to communicate that she's in Ida other than I put it on those garments, then she would be believed. Okay. And that's the same case of Rabbi Tshuva Simon Beis. That case that brought Tshuva Haramo again in Simon Beis with the woman. You know, three times she had a baby in the 8th month, so on and so forth. Okay. And we said that that's different because the Baal knew about it. But he writes, Mikol Mokum Nirali, Lefi Tshuvas Harav, Afil Loyada Baal Zen Emenes. Okay? In other words, he says, based on that case, that over there, that was really the only way to do it, because there was no gear to the public. It was no gear to other people. Right? There was no gear to the neighbors and the Ayin Hara. Right? It wasn't just telling her husband, I'm an Ida. She wanted to get the word out that she was an Ida, that the people shouldn't start calculating when her due date is and then give her this Ayin Hara, whatever exactly her concern was, right? So she didn't want people to know that she's pregnant, so she let the word out. So there was no other way to do it other than what? To put on the big day neither. So there already, she is Naaman, She didn't have menace, even though what? She did a maisa. Okay, because that was the only way to communicate it. So that's the point that he says. Okay? As the Shach says at the end of it, Kiai Gavna, okay, Kiai Gavna, the Iker Amasa Talib Acher, Velo Haisi Cholasas Binyan Acher. Then Bivada Amrina de Mahani Amasa Kazil. Then Amasa will work. You follow? So that's how the Shach distinguishes between the cases. You know, and it's really just hammering home the point that's why I'm stressing this about the Amasla, that if there's no other way to communicate the information, it's not called going overboard. When do we say that we don't really believe her if she did too much? Right? Just as like a case I keep going back to. She's crying about her dead husband. Right? Okay, that's going overboard. So then the fact that she says later on, oh no, I was never married, that's suspicious. Right? She just told people she her husband once died. Okay, but if she goes ahead and mamish, you know, talks about it all the time, and she has a yard site service, you know, she got whatever you know you can make up. She goes overboard, then I understand. But the Shach's point, based on this sugi in the Yardei Siman Aleph, it's not overboard. If that's the only way you can communicate, you want to communicate. That's not called going overboard, and therefore that amas would work, even though it did a maisa. So therefore, with the case with the tabach, this butcher. Okay, he didn't go overboard. He put that as the only way to communicate to everybody that there's a piece of trefa meat, even though it wasn't. And now when he claims later, I only said it was trefa, and I only made that mark because I wanted to put it aside for myself, so then we can believe him. That's a valid amasla. But it's not a matter of the maisa only. And therefore, here, even our case by Nida, the case of the Ramah, and that true of the same base we saw yesterday, that the only way to communicate to the public that she was not pregnant, she really was, but she wanted everyone to know she thinks she wasn't pregnant, so she said she's in Nida. The only way to do that was not just to tell her husband, she had to let the neighbors know, so she wore the big Nida. Okay, that's the Teretz of the Shach. Okay, in that case, it's not just what the Shach is elaborating is that it's not just a matter of Maisa, doing a Maisa, not doing a Maisa. You have to look at the whole picture, and again, it's like I said yesterday, your Masla has to cover everything she did and said. Okay, all right. Well, everything she didn't said, which she's now claiming, created an inaccurate impression. The Taz, let's look at 30. The Taz back there, meaning in Siman Aleph. The Taz doesn't discuss it here, but in Siman Aleph, in Sivkot and Chof Beis, the Taz has the same question. Taz is over there, like in Source 30. Taz, you're there, Siman Aleph, Sivkot and Chof Beis. Okay. The quotes, okay, what the source is and so on. He says that the Taz over there connects, as the Beis Yosef does, connects to the Gemara in Ksuvos that we saw, we started with, and the Tzim Kupeh. And then it says, Bekoshali, the second line, Bekoshali. The Akasa Shom Shem Rabbani, Huxa Gunibish Kanaseh, the Hanu Shalosh, we're going to be calling this a Lo Mahani Amasal. Over there, we said the name of Rabban and the Rashba, right, that if she Huxa Gunibish Kanaseh, then the Amasal doesn't work, right, because what you have to go put on the garments for, right? That's what we said over there. If there was some regular situation, she said, okay, that's what we said, right? So, the implication of our simon here, Kufpehe Simon Gimel, is what's the chiluk between Dibur and Maisa? And as long as there was a Maisa, the master won't help. So ask the Taz, the same Taz in Siman Aleph, ask the same Kash, the Shach here. Umay Shna, Hocha, Maisa Zer, Shasa Shoche, Siman, Barosha Kevitz. Okay? Rein Lechalak, when Maisa, this is one kind of Maisa, different kind of Maisa. Okay? Gan Levishas, Big Deni, also Maisa. Okay? Anyway, so the answer is, so the Taz gives a different Taz. The Taz says, with the woman, there could be other reasons why she's not wearing, she's wearing her Nida garments, right? The Taz says, there might be other reasons why would she wear her Big Nida, all right? So, he says, maybe other clothes are in the wash, or the cleaners, right? So, and yet we said that if she did so, then the Masa doesn't work, okay? So, the Taz's point that towards the end is that he questions the Psak in Siman Aleph, and he thinks it's Sarachim. The psak with the butcher is tzarachian based on the psak over here by Nida. That's how the Taz leaves it as a kasha. Okay? You know, if we're saying it's a difference between Dibur and Maisa, right, that's the key. If that indeed is the key, as implied by us, so then it's difficult to stand the Shulchan Aruch psak by the butcher. Anything maybe should be making. Okay? He says, look at the last couple lines. The Tzorach Hadakdek, it's in Kuf Pei Hei, Minida, Kamelon Gam Ken Kachash Batz, Achash Gazel Matzot Vidar Kemosh, etc. The Tzorach Hadakdek, it's in Kuf Pei Hei, Minida, the Lom Shem Big Dene, the Lom Hanem Masel. Ulai Eshel Chalik, I don't know, but Tzorach Hien. You want to come up with a difference? All right, the Shach did come up with a difference. Okay, hold on a second. The Shach did come up with a difference, but the Taz doesn't like it, or he didn't think of it. Okay, he said, I don't know. And he says, therefore, Alkein Nirusha, Eila Hakel B'Psach, the Shachon HaBekan B'Zeh, Nachar Sharamo, Enicho, B'Tzarach Ian. He doesn't think you should be making so fast with this butcher. So he leaves it B'Tzarach Ian. In other words, he doesn't think, you know, there's a difference in Dibur and Maisa, okay, if that, in other words, and a masla helps. You could. And what is the Shach answer? The Shach answer is that there's a stronger masla and a weaker masla, right? But therefore, there's no question with the butcher because there it's a good masla. The masla covers what he did also. The stronger masla, whereas the masla by Nida doesn't cover what she did. Just saying, oh, I didn't want to be with my husband. So just tell the husband that she's an Nida and finish. What do you have to go put on the garment? It's not a good enough amasa. It's not a strong enough amasa. That's how the Shach understood it. But the Taz says, one second. So he doesn't think that the amasa would help in any kind of maisa, in which case is a kasha against this case of the butcher, and therefore he leaves it not so fast. He should be mekel. Okay? So it's actually a machlokas, the Shach and the Taz, not really relevant to us directly, but really it's a question of how, you know, is the chiluk straight between Dibur and maisa? Or is it something else? It's a matter of the strength of the amasla. Okay, the Taz wants to take it literally. And therefore the Taz says, once you do a maaser, so that undoes any amasla. So therefore, it should undo the amasla by the butcher also. And yet, the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, the amasla is good enough. Taz says, I don't think so. He disagrees. Okay, everyone with me? Shach and Taz, yes? Good. So now I just want to share with you something that Rav Soloveitchik took a little different way. Okay? By the way, I just skip down. I'll read this first. Skip down to 35. The Taurus of Shlomim, okay. Taurus of Shlomim by us. We'll go back to. I could have printed it first, but look down at 35 for a second. Taurus of Shlomim here, right? The Minister Yaakov, Kok Yaakov here, in Sim Kufayhe, Sim got involved, right? First he quotes a Tam Kosev Yisosev Shem Rashba, the whole thing, right? Lasos Maisa Kula Ha Libo Spigne Elevation, and quotes about, there's a whole Shach. Then he quotes about 5 lines down, Adkan Loshon Shach. First he quotes a Shach. You with me? You got it? 35, because I just want to, you know, skip down for that. Ochain B'tshuvas Maharik, it's in Pazine, the war. The Afba Masa Shalo Hoya Efsha Lasos Elebinian Zeh, the Levisha, Gam Kain Einan Emenis. Einan Emenis. He has a Chumad Kashita. He says, even if there's an Amasa, and you did a mice and there was no other way, still, they're non amanas. You wouldn't accept the amasla. That's how far he goes. Okay? Even if she you had a good reason why she not only told her husband she didn't, but she actually put on the big day nida, it doesn't matter. She's still not going to be believed. Okay? Because, that's what that means exactly. But he says, even if there isn't a masla, the person would still not be neman. The reason why, when the woman wears a big denita, there's a problem, is because she's masia shame ra labala labala. I don't know what's a shame ra. Anyone going to guess? I'm not sure. I don't really understand it fully.
Rabbi, could it be embarrassing, huh? Could it be a case of marasayan?
Yeah, it's some kind of marasayan. It's embarrassing. I'm not sure. You know, because then he'll be with her, we'll go for a walk, let's hold the hands, whatever.
Because even for the other Hadarim?
You're talking about a Marathon in general, right, but here, that, I don't think that's the case. I think the issue here is that it's Masil Abala Shemra. I wouldn't have said it that way. I think it makes him look bad. Maybe because they'll be together, people see them, you know, it's embarrassing. I'm not sure. I think that's it. But I'm just saying it's a different shita. Okay, let's come back to what I wanted to get now from Rav Soloveitchik, a different approach. Okay, the Rav pointed out the following, and this is in the notes. He says like this. The Rav quoted from his father the following, Rav Soloveitchik. There's a Rambam. Hilchos Sanhedrin, Parak Tes Zayin Alach Vav, and we'll make 31. Eino Tzarech Shnei Eidim L'Malkos. Okay, talking about Eidus now. You don't give anybody Malkos unless you have two Eidim. Okay, good. There's Hakosa. But that's Ela B'Shas Maisa. That is in terms of the Maisa Avera. The Maisa Avera has to be witnessed by two Eidim. Okay? Avala Isser Atzmo Be'Eid Echad Yuchzo. But the defining the Isser, not the Maisa Isser, but the there is an Isser here in this mix altogether, that can be established by one Eid. Ketzah. Omar Eid Echad Chelev Klayos Uzeh. If an Eid Echad, I gave this example once before, if an Eid Echad said, this piece of meat is Chelev, or it's Kloya Karam Hain Peris Elo. These fruits here are Kloya Karam. Or Grusha Zona Ishazu. Right, whatever. Achal Ubal Be'edim Acha Shehisubo. Hareze Eloke. Okay? Even though we don't have two Edim testifying this piece of meat is Chelev, two Edim saw him eat the piece of meat. But they didn't know whether it was Chelev or it was kosher or non-kosher. You hear? So they warned him. I don't talk about a source Suffolk right now, but they warned him not to eat this meat. He ate it, okay? And there was an Eid Echad who testified, I know that this was a piece of chelev. So the person is going to get Malkus. Afo pisha ikar iser be Eid Echad. Okay, even though the ikar iser was established by the Eid Echad. The Moshe Salvechik points out what the Rambam is telling us is that the need for two Eidim is regarding Eidos on the Maisa Avera. That's the Torah tells us, okay? But the Edim, but Eidos on the Etzem or Iser, okay? Okay, that's acceptable even the Eid Echad. Why? Because Eid Echad, Nem and Bisurin. Eid Echad, Nem and Bisurin. All right? So what Ramos Salvation is pointing out, which we said what the Rama means, okay? Two Edim are needed in the to testify regarding the Maisa Avera. Why? Exeris HaKosov. Al Pishnayim Edim, Yochum Dover. So in terms of the Maisa Avera, you need two Edim. When it comes to establishing the Iser, then Eid Echad, Nem and Bisurin. Okay? That's the Ramos Salvation. And he took it a step further and said, even after the Maisa Avera, you can get Malkus. Okay? And even after two Edim saw him eat this piece of meat. And now, after the fact, somebody came, you know what? That piece of meat was Chalev. It was indeed Chalev. The guy's going to get Malkus even afterwards. That's a Moshe, that's what the Rav quoted his father, Moshe Salvation. However, the Rav pointed out that the Shev Shmaitzah doesn't take it that far, 32. So Shmaitzah is the Shmaitzah Vav Perek Beis. He quotes the same Rambam. Rambam Kosar Perek Tezai Milchus and Henry Lachav Vav. The Ein Tzorach Sein Eidol Malkus Ela B'Shah Shmaitzah. Of Lisa Atzma Eid Echad Yuchzah. Ketzah, he quotes the whole Rambam. All right. Now look what he writes to the end. Umuvur. Yeah, okay, so I don't know what I saw. He ate the piece of meat. He had every intention to eat that piece of meat. Okay, he ate it, basically.
Well, no. Even though
post facto
it comes out that it's not.
So, no, he's going
to
eat this piece of meat.
The two
Eidim
come afterwards.
No, two Eidim before. The one Eid that established it was Chelev. Right. The Ramosha Salvechik is Mechadish. Shashraitza disagrees. But the Ramosha Salvechik is Mechadish. That even if the Eid Echad came, it was a case, we don't know what this piece of meat was. Nobody knows. So they told him not to eat it. So he went ahead and he ate it anyway. And now afterwards, somebody comes and says, it was Chelev. So that's the Moshe Salvechik. He says, even in such a case, you get Malkus. It's a Chiddush. Okay? The Shev Shmaitzah didn't disagree. Look what he writes, the second last line. Umuvur. The Kodem Maisa, Eid Echad Neman Lesor, the Lokin Alav. If the Eid Echad established the facts before the Maisa, then you get Malkus. Kishachom. Avalim Bola Achar Maisa, Loi Demasha Ocho, Chelev Hayam, Al Kos Avada Eno Neman. That we're not going to do. Okay? So I'm just saying, the Moshe Salvechik disagreed. I want to go now with the Shev Shmaitzah. Okay? But the Shev Shmaitzah is saying, and that's what the Rav built on, that Dafka Kodah HaMaisa, the Eid Echad Kanaser. Why? What's the logic to make the Chilak? What's the logic to make the Chilak? So the Rav said as follows. You have to hold cup a little bit. The Rav said as follows. Before the Maisa, okay, when the Eid Echad comes, what did he do? But Eid Echad Nem B'Surin. So he now came and said, this piece of meat is what? Is Chalev. Okay? Is Chalev. So basically, what you have now is a chazakah that this piece of meat is aser. The Eid Echad creates a chazakah, right? The Eid Echad creates that when the Eid Echad comes before the Maisa, he created a chazakah. You follow? That this is not a now non-kosher piece of meat. Okay, that the Erech created is Chazaka, and that's also. And we already learned, we did this yesterday, right? Lokin al Chazakos. You can give Malkus based on a Chazaka. Look at the Rambam 33, Perek Aleph Hilchos Yisur B Aleph Chachot. Misha Huchsuk B'Shar Basar Don B'Shar Basar. This is, you know, by Rash. Donin Bo Al Pia Chazaka. And how do you know that these people are really related? Who said they're really brothers? That's a Chazaka, right? Afa Pishen from Raya Brewers is that Karo. You know, a person has a relationship with somebody. Do we know for a fact that it was a sin? We saw the birth certificate. We were there when the, you know, who knows? Maybe they're not really brother and sister or whatever. Not really a shared boss. Okay? So he said, nevertheless, Malkin Vesor from the Sokhan Chon Kala Chazakazu, Ketzad, Harisha Huchsuk Shizu Achoso, Obito, Imo, Uvoa Lebe Edom, Harisha Lokim, Onitsuk, Onitsuk, whatever the punishment is. The Apple P changed from Raya Brura, even if we don't have an actual clear testimony that Shizu Achoso, Imo, Obito, okay, and the Rambam tells a story. A woman came to town with a baby. She moved into town with a little baby, and she raised the baby. Okay, it's a son. And later on, we don't know where she came from. Maybe this is a child that's found in the street somewhere, and therefore there'd be no issue. Nevertheless, we assume that it was a mother and a son. Therefore, you get skill. Okay, the Rila didn't say Mashadona Torah Makal Ovim Aki Ovim Shumas. Right, we have a din in the Torah. If you curse the father or mother, or if you Makia Ovim Imo, most Shumas. How do we know it's really Ovim Imo? Right, when I learn a Raya Brurish is Ovim Elam Chazaka Kafsharko Chazaka. Right, that's the Rambam. So what you follow? You know, that's what a Chazaka. We don't always have 100%, you know, irrefutable evidence. So how do you ever put somebody to death for me or punish somebody for me? Maki avivimos yumos, makal avivimos yumos. How do we ever have such a case? Maybe it's not really his father, it's not really his mother, it's just suffering. The answer is we rely on the chazaka. Tell us the chazaka. So that's what Rambam says. That's in Hilchos Bia Perek Aleph Halacha Chot. So Mimela, the Rambam said here as follows. Here, when an Eid Echad comes along, okay, when an Eid Echad comes along and declares that what? That this piece of meat is, let's get it together again. An Eichad comes along and declares this piece of meat is Chalev. Okay? So now there's a Chazaka. Okay? And based on that Chazaka, now we're going to, if two other people came and saw him eat that piece of meat, even though the two other people don't know that it was Chalev or Shuman. They admit it. I don't know. I just saw him eat the meat on that plate. I don't know what it was. Okay? It could have been Glock kosher, as far as I know. Well, the two guys say, all we're saying is that this guy ate this piece of meat. What it was, I don't know. But there's a chazaka that it's Caleb. Why? Because the Eid Echad who came earlier. Well, to learn like the Shoshmaitzah, not like the Shoshmaitzah, not like the not like a Mursalvetra, right? They came beforehand. Let's keep it simple. They came beforehand. They established a chazaka. And the Rav pointed out, look at the words, look back at 11 now, the words of the Rambam, Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Tzayin Aleph Chaf Vav, 31. What do you mean, yuchzok? What's that word? It's a funny word, no? Why would you mention the word yuchzok? Why don't you say, an eid echad determined that it was an isser. Why do you have the word be'eid echad yuchzok? You hear what I'm saying? The Rav's diuk is in the word yuchzok. That there's a chazok at play here. The eid echad established, that's the push. Otherwise, why the Rambam picks such an unusual language? Right? Meaning what? The Eid Echad creates a chazaka. And Sorfim Vesokman and Malkin ala chazaka, like we just learned in that Ram before. We saw the Gemara yesterday. Okay, the whole point is that it's built on a chazaka. And that's what the Eid Echad does. Okay. Now, good. So what comes out a little strange at first glance, and counterintuitive, actually, is that the Chazaka created by an Eid Echad in a certain way is stronger than the Eid Echad himself. Right? Because an Eid Echad, we wouldn't punish on the basis of an Eid Echad. Right? But based on a Chazaka that he established, if you now have two other Eidim that come and testify with the my sister, but that's the difference. Right? We don't, an Eid Echad is no good regarding a Maisa Avera. We won't punish on the basis of the testimony of one aid regarding a Maisa Avera. It's a Gzeres HaKosev. Okay? So we need to. But But in terms of establishing facts, so he can establish a chazaka now. Two other Edom came afterwards and said, we saw meat, that piece of meat, now it gets malchus. Right? In a certain sense, it sounds a little counterintuitive first, right? You with me, right? It sounds a little counterintuitive to suggest that the Eid Echad creates a chazaka, which is going to result in a guy getting malchus. The Eid Echad testimony wouldn't result in malchus, right? So it's a little funny. It comes out that the chazaka, which is established, that comes mikoach in Eid Echad, is stronger than the Eidus, the Eid Echad himself. Okay, because no malchus on Eid Echad. And there is malchus on a chazaka that came from the Eid Echad. The difference is that exact point. And that's really what the Rambam is saying there at the beginning of Halach above there in Perek Tazan of Sanhedrin, source 31. Eino tzarech shnei eidim l'malchus ela b'shas maisa. You only need, yeah, for punishing an eid echad, can't give malchus, because you need two eidim, b'gzeres hakosa, you need two eidim b'shas maisa. But to establish the etzim iser, or in our terminology now, like he writes, be'eid echad yuchzok, to create a chazoka, that an eid echad is good enough. Okay? So there is malchus based on a chazoka, which comes from the eid echad. Okay, now, let's bring it. It's all very interesting. Well, I think anyway, it's very interesting, right? But all right. Let's bring it over to our situation. Okay, let's bring it over now, Tom. It's all interesting, but what does it got to do with us? Okay, I mean, it's a nice thing to know about Eid Echad and Chazaka. But what does it got to do with us? So he says like this. So again, if the Eid Echad comes before the Maaseh, then we have a Chazaka. All right. And again, in a certain sense, the chazaka is stronger than the eid echad, but again, we explain why. All right? So he says like this. Once you have a chazaka, okay, once you have a chazaka, so regarding a masa, we'll say the following. The woman says, tamei ani. And she says, I'm anita. Okay? And afterwards she says, tahora. Okay? So afterwards she says, tahora, within a masa. Okay? So that's okay, because in that case, there was no chazaka of any kind, right? In that case, there wasn't a chazaka, right? She said, I'm anita, all right? She said, the woman came and said, I'm anita, all right? And therefore, that statement can be uprooted and undone by what? By an amasa, why she said it, okay? Right? They shouldn't establish, they're not a chazaka that she's anita. She just says, I'm an Eda. Okay, she believed. Now she said, oh, well, I didn't really mean it. Yeah, I said it for reasons X, Y, and Z. The Amasa will take care of it. Okay, but Huchzika Nida B'Shenosea. Emphasis on what word? Huchzika. Huchzika Nida B'Shenosea. She went ahead and she put on garments and so on and so forth. So now there's much stronger than just telling her husband, I'm an Eda. There's Huchzika. Huchzika. So now there's a Chazaka. Okay, and an amasa will not take care of the chazaka. You hear? That's the Rosh. That's the difference. It's not like the Rosh Bo. Okay, basically, this would say that even a strong amasa, might not undo it. Okay, even a strong amasa might not undo it. It's not a din in maisa versus dibur. Okay, it's a question of is there a chazaka? If there's already a chazaka, okay, based on what she did. Then that's the language of the Gemara, right? Huchzika, nida b'shchenosel. Oh, there's chazaka, okay? There's a chazaka, so now with the chazaka, you can't, an amasa won't work. All right, amasa won't work. So, the reason why she's not believed when she put on the garments is not because she did a maisa, like the Rosh Bo, not because she did a maisa, that's what Rosh Bo said. But the Rav saying differently. Not because she did a maisa. Okay, it's not she did a maisa. It's because huchzika. It's huchzika, and lu yitzur. Okay, that this huchzika could come about without a maisa. Okay, she also wouldn't be believed without a maisa. Okay, those wouldn't believe. So the chiluk is not between a maisa and a not maisa, but it's between huchzika and not huchzika. And if that's the case, there's no kasha in the case of the butcher. Why? Because there was no chazaka. Okay, there was no chazaka. The guy said it's a trefa. He made a mark. Okay, that didn't create a chazaka. It didn't create a chazaka. So in this sense, so that's how the Rav learned it up. We follow it's a different angle. All right, the chiluk is not between maisa and dibur. The chiluk is between huchzika and not huchzika. And if you could create huchzika without a maisa wouldn't work there either. A maisa doesn't work against chazaka. Once there's a chazaka, the amasa won't work. But in the case of the butcher, now you have to figure out why doesn't that create, I'm not sure, you know, why the butcher case doesn't create a chazaka. You know, why isn't he an eid echad regarding that piece of meat? But again, it's his own, I have to figure it out, but you hear the kasha, well, why isn't that? But okay, let's assume that that's the case. That's what the Rav said, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, he said the case of the butcher, or in the case of the butcher, there was never any chazaka. He just did something, and said his trade with it. He didn't create, I guess he's not independent, it's his stuff. It was an independent aid that came and said something. I'm not sure, you know, I'm not sure why that wouldn't be like huksuka, like putting a closed huksuka mishkan itself. I'm not positive, but that's what Rav said, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so why would the butcher? Right. So what? No, but the question, right. So we said the mice, her just telling her husband. I get that doesn't create a chazaka. She said something to her husband, but she went ahead and put on her big day nida and the language of the Gemara. Huchzika nida b'shenasel. That creates a chazaka. So definitely a masla won't work.
The masla. Also public.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm not really sure why. That's how we
end. People, this is a shape.
Right. You told right. So the truth is, and the question I'm asking really shouldn't work there. I'm not sure why. That's the one piece in the Rosen I didn't quite get. Why would it be different? Why you assume that the case of the butcher is not a case of Chazak and Amasla will still work? Okay, why isn't he an Eid Echad regarding that piece of meat? Unless it's a different Eid Echad, I mean someone from the outside, not his own, but I'm not sure. Because with her, it's also not from the outside. So I'm not positive of that. Okay, but I wanted to point out, it seems to me that a little bit what comes out from the Rav is similar to that Maharalmi Prague that the Taz brought back in number 18. Remember the Taz? Taz brought the Maharalmi Prague, who said, the Shani Huchzika Nida Ben Shinosea, the Lav Kulam Yadim and Amas, the Mkain Amas Samcha. He says, also a difference between Amir Labala, private and public. That I think is like the Rav is saying, leaving out the butcher case for a second. Right, but that which the Taz said back in the Sukkot and Beis. Remember, he said yesterday from the Maharalmi Prague. Right, he said the Maharalmi Prague said, and I think that the Rav is sort of like that. Okay, that it's not a matter of mises so much as a matter of public knowledge. The only problem is so the kasha of the butcher would still be in place. Kasha of butchers. I'm not quite sure I answered that. But anyway, that's one thing. Okay, we'll get it. You know, I think it's a good explanation. It may not fully solve our question of what the Shach's Kasha, the Taz and Simonov, the Shach here, why the case, and the Taz didn't have a good answer. Taz says, based on that, he thinks that the Mechavitz Tzachti is wrong. Okay, based on this. Shach gave a teretz. Okay, Shach had a teretz. But that's an interesting, you know, an interesting, I think, explanation from the Rav, just based on that Rambam and the idea of chazaka. And again, the emphasis is huchzika nida b'shenosah. Or in the case of eid echad, Rambam's language is eid echad yuchzok. That an eid echad creates a chazaka. That can't be undone by an amasla. Okay, that cannot be undone by an amasla. All right? So that's why it has nothing to do with a maisa. Again, lu yitzuyer should be able to create this chazaka with the neighbors without a maisa, maybe, I don't know, maybe by telling everybody. And that's like the Maharalmi Prague, right? Let's say she didn't put on her nida clothes, but she told five of her neighbors that she's a nida, right? That would also be called huksika nida, and the amasa wouldn't work, right? Which is what the Maharal said. Right? The Maharal said, I think we said that, no? The Maharal said that if she told it to the rabbin, okay, then she's going to be tmeya, because she published, even the Rashbo would say not, because there's no maisa. But the Maharal would say yes, because, you know, she's muhzekis, and that's what the Rav is saying. I think the Rav is similar to the Maharal in that Taz. That's I think. Okay. Yeah. All right. Good. All right. Let's just, everyone get this? I guess I wanted to lump this on the Amasa. The only thing, my only question still is, why is it, you know, the Shach's Kasha, the Taz is Kasha about the butcher. So I'm not sure why that would be different. Maybe. You know, maybe we'd have to go back to the Shach Teretz. I'm not sure. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. But there's no other way to do it, no other way to get around it. I'm not positive. Okay. So we'll leave that to a little bit of the kasher. By the way, just as a side point, you look at 14. Okay, is the Chavis Das here in the Biurim in Sivkot and Hay, by us in Sivkot and Hay. Okay, the Chavis Das really says, actually also similar in a way to what the Rav says. But look what he writes in 34. Right? Amasa won't help when we believe in Eid Echad. Right? Okay, the Chavazaz is the segue into the next thing I want to say. He says that we have a rule, yes, you know, you also know the rule of Kevin Shehigid, Shuven and Chazar Magid. You come across that, right? But once you test all, you can't change your mind, right? There's a rule of Erechon and Misurin. There's such a rule. And there's also a rule that you can't retract your Eidus, all right? So once the Torah believes in Eid Echad, then you can't retract it even with an Amasa. That's the Chavis Das thing. An Amasa, the Rav says it his way, that creates a Chazoka, and it works out nicely with the words Huchzuk of Mishkanaseh, or the Rambam, Be'eid Echad Yuchzuk, you're in Huchzuk, and Nichol Sanhedrin Park Design, Allah Chavot. The Chavis Das says it differently, but it's a similar, I think, it's a similar approach, really. Yeah.
If it was more than Eid Echad, why is Chavzuk going to be different than Tmei?
Say it again?
If it's more than Eid Echad, then why is Chavzuk going to be different than Tmei?
According to the Rav?
It's more than Eid Echad creates a Chazaka.
No, but I'm saying Eid Echad, that's what I said before, an Eid Echad, her just saying to her husband, that's not Eid Echad, she's saying about herself, that's not Eid Echad. She's talking about herself. Saying about herself that she's coming.
No?
You're right. So for Lola Atzwa.
She brings some dinner.
Yeah, I know. She serves his food. So then obviously she'll have to testify that she bought in a kosher store. That is based on Eid Echad. But again, somehow you have to mechalik between that type of Eid Echad, there's no chazok is created. Okay? And we don't say that that creates a chazok. That's just, there seems to be a second level of Eid Echad and Misurim. Right, the Echad and Mizur creates a chazok. It's not the same thing about a butcher. Okay, so hold the thought. It bothered me also. Right? Why is that any different? Because we usually say, Safalot, that's the whole thing. So that's also Eid Echad and Mizur. So we'll need a second piece to this. And maybe we'll answer the butcher case also. Okay, we'll have to go a little weiter. What the Chavis Das brings up here is this idea that Eid Echad and Mizur, but there's also Kevin Shehigid, Shuven and Chazim Magid. You can't retract your Eidus. So the Torah believes in Eid Echad, you can't be Chozer Umagid even with an Amasla. Okay? You know, to say that she's Usher, to answer your question, to say that she's Usher, that's not necessarily, that's going to be Shavi Nafshe Chatir Lissur. Right? That's a different kind of Nemonis. It's not necessarily, it's Eid Echad, but it's a different aspect of Eid Echad. When you're talking about yourself, now, when you're talking about yourself, you made something usher on yourself, right? That's not Eidus in the same sense. It's based on the law of Atzvon. But you hear what I'm saying? Now, I think there's a chiluk within, it's a little different. It's Shavi Anashe, right? You're saying now, she says Tmei Ani.
Shavi Anashe doesn't create a chazaka.
Exactly. That's the point. So therefore, to be undone by the muscle. That's my point. That's what I'm answering you.
Right.
And it's just her saying, I'm an Eidah, Tmeani, right? That's not a din in Eid Echad and Misurin. It's a din in Shavi Anashe. So the Shavi Anashe,
if he's boiled her, then he wouldn't then bring a chatas, or he wouldn't be chayav? Because that's only
klapei
herself, it's not
klapei
her.
Why would he be punished? I'm not sure, that's a good question. But remember, I told you yesterday, it requires further eating, because what is Shavi Anashe based on?
Right.
So I mentioned, some say it is based on Nemonis, you know, but it's Adam Nemo Atzmo, you know, or is it in a nether? I mean, so relates to that question, but I think that's how you could explain it. Okay. Anyway, you with me? Yes? Good? Okay. Now, weiter. So what I'm saying, with the way the Chavis Das says it, okay, he says, he says, Lo Mahani Amasal Yos Chozar Magid. If there's a din, there's also din Kevin Shehigid Shuven and Chozar Magid. You can't retract your Eidus. You can't retract your Eidus. So that's it. Even with an Amasa, you can't retract your Eidus, period. So that's why an Amasa doesn't work when it's a case of Eidus, an Eid Echad. And if you own Raya, as about four lines down, right? Again, look on 34, the Chavis Daz. It's Sukkot and Haybaz in the Bureau. In a near board, the whole mock of the Hemmer, Lo Mahani Hamas is Choser Magid. Okay? So, and that's true by Erechad, by Shua, to Erechad, by Sota. You came near the Huadin, Erechad Bisurin. Came in the Hemmer, any Acholios Choser Magid, feel about Asa. The Maishram Erechad Shua, they know Choser Magid, feel about Asa. Of Erechad Bisota, the Rabbi, Hem Nur Rahman. I have other cases where we believe in Erechad, right? I mean, Erechad Bashua means the other guys got connected. After you learn Shuas, an Eidachim will be required Shua, and so on, right? So whenever we believe in Eidachim, or Sota, we believe in Eidachim, you can't retract it afterwards. So that's why it doesn't work. In the old Rayim, the Eidachim is certain, Enoch Chozer Magen, Afilu Bamasa, he quotes this Rambam. No other, look at the last few lines of the Chavis Daz. No other, because of Rambam, the Rambam printed in 31. Perk Dazayim, the son of Hedelach Abub. The Omer Eidachim, Caleb Klaus was a Echon Ocho Loka. You have a Mola Masa, La Hawks of La Hagin, Lohana Malkin, that's so suffocating. Right? I mean, we're not sure. So, and I quote Ramon Achuva, and that's the Dina Puxi. He said the point is that the Amasa will not help regarding an Eid Echon. Okay? Now, Amasa can help against Shavi and Ashik and the Surah. And that's what you could say about the Tabach case, the butcher case. Right? For him, Shavi and Ashik and the Surah. Okay. But if there's a chazokah, right, then it's like you said in Bezin, then a masa doesn't help. But if there's no chazokah, then you're neman with an amasa. That's how it comes out. You have to come back to Shavi and Afshe, I think. And that's how you answer. And that's what it looks like from the Chavis Daz as well. Okay? So one, with me, I think you put it together, it works. Okay? Again, we started with the Kasha Shach. This approach to the Rav, just understanding Amasa working, but it doesn't work against the Chazaka. And that's why it doesn't work. Not a din in Maisa versus Dibur, like the Rashbot said, but it's a din in Chazaka. And Huxik on Nidra Shana Sarah, so then Amasa won't work. Because there's already Chazaka, that she's a Nidra. Right? That was created by, you know, by the fact that, you know, other people know it. So it's more than Shavi and Afshi. Okay. Whereas the case of the butcher is more Shavi and Afshi. Again, you can wonder why it's exactly the same. I don't know. You could make a chilek that it should be the same, but okay. All right. So just to finish up this inyan, and maybe we can tie it together. The pasuk says in Vayikra, Parakei Pasuk Aleph, that's the source of the din of Kevin Shehigit Shuvah and Chozer Magid. The pasuk in Vayikra, Parakei Pasuk Aleph, 36. The nefesh ki sechta, v'shama kol olav hu eid ora o yoda, im lo yagid v'nosa avono, im lo yagid v'nosa avono. So we turn to the back page. Wasn't lo yagid nosa avono. So the Balaturim on that pasuk, you know, it says im lo yagid spelled full lamed vav aleph im lo yagid. Usually we spell lo, don't lamed aleph. So what's the pshat? So the Balaturim says over there, Vayikra Parakei Pasuk Aleph im lo yagid im lo mole vav kribe im lo yagid. It's as if the lo mitavav and lo mitan aleph, right? Im lo yagid pirish shehigid lo kvar sham shuvah nechozer magid. It's a remez. In low yagid, if you already told it to somebody else, okay. Be that as it may, whatever exactly the limit from the pasuk is, but the Gemara Ksuba says, Mefirish, 38, Kevin Shehigid, Shuv Eino Chozer Magid. Once you testified, you cannot now come back to Bezin and retestify or retract or recant your aides. Okay? That's what Gemara says in Ksuba. Kevin Shehigid, Shuv Eino Chozer Magid. Once a person gives aides, he can't add to it, he can't retract from it, and so on and so forth. And Rashi says there, Ksubas in Chesam Beis, 39, Divim Asal Kivin Shehigit Shuvena Chozer Magid, the guy be Eidus who, but the guy be Eidus Chada Hagod Eksiv, Him Lo Yagid, Vachanami, Kem Nechsim Mishtara, Haino Hagod Edid Hu. That's the local case over there in Ksubas. But it comes to that Pasuk, right, the Lo Yagid. All right, so that's a din in the Gemara, okay? I just also pointed out there's an interesting collection of Midrashim. Ever hear the Otsa Midrashim Eisenstein? Never. So there was a rabbi in the early 1900s, J.D., I forgot his name, Yehuda Dovin, maybe Eisenstein. I know he did this at a computer, but he collected, there's a lot of unusual svarim. I think I have most of them at home. And it's called Otsa Midrashim. We collect Midrashim of all kinds of, you know, not the regular Midrashim, but obscure Midrashim. And he prints them. He also has a sefer called Otzer Vikuchim. He has a Vikuch Rabban, other Vikuchim between Rabbanim. And he has a bunch of these Otzer type svarim. Very interesting. unusual font. There's an Otzer Mefarshim. I've got a lot of these things. I don't know much about him, but obviously a big Talmud Chacham. And again, early 1900s. So he has an Otzer Midrashim. He has Medrash Aseres HaDibros. And I don't know where he found all these, but he, you know, anyway, it says, Amud, page 461. So it says there, 40, Omer B'Shimon Kvar Kosev V'Torah Im Lo Yagin V'Yagin V'Shavon Kevin Shigin Tshuva N'Chaz Magin. It's just a Midrashic source, obscure Medrash. It says we learn it out from there. Okay, fine. Well, we know there's such a din. I mean, there's some discussion where does the din come from. Everybody knows that din, right? Lo Yagin Kevin Shigin Tshuva N'Chaz Magin. Where does it come from exactly? The Gemara says it, right? But where does it come from? Somehow we squeeze it out of that pasuk. Either like a Baal Turim says, okay, however we squeeze it out. Right, anyway, bottom line, the Rambam Paskin, Hilchus Eidus Per Gimel, Halacha Hey, 41. Kol Eid, Shanechra Eidusa Bebezim, Vein Bedinim Mominis, Vein Bedinim Foshas, Eino, Ein Yochol Lachzer Bo, Ketzad, Omar Muta Hayisi, I made a mistake, Shogeg Hayisi, it was an accident, Nizkarati Shena Dabakai, I later remembered, oh, it's not true, Lefachto Asisi, I was scared, that's why I said it. Ain Shomulo Afilu Nosan Tam Ledvaro. We don't listen to him, okay, even if he gives a reason. V'chein Eino Yochala Hosif Beiduso Tanai. You can't think, well, I meant under these conditions. No. Kolo Shal Dabar. Kol Dabar Shiyomar Ha'ed Acha Shanechra Eiduso. Shiyomichal Bitol Eidus Osofas Tanai Bo Ain Shomulo. Okay, bottom line, that's the Raman Pah. That's Hilchus Eidus Parakimel. And the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Choshen Mishpat Hilchus Eidus in Chavtes Sifala 42. Achar shehigid ha'ed b'vezim, and he adds hul achar kadei dibur. Okay, talking dibur also. Talking dibur kadibur. That means you always retract. Okay, but after that, eno yochal lachzor ketzav. Omer muto ha'yisi shogig ha'yisi miskayin she'en ha'davar came lefachtos. He's ain shomel lo afilu dosan tam advar v'chein ayochal hosvei dosan tam. And that's the din. And that's the din. So now, the Rav said the following. All right, let's think this through. Okay, we should ask in general. Okay, we should ask in general, why is it that we don't accept what the woman said without an amasa? Okay, after all, by edus there's a din of kevin shehigit shuv enu chozer magid. Okay, but here, okay, we can't say it's based on edus kevin shehigit shuv enu chozer magid. Why? Why can't we say the same din? In other words, we're asking just in general. This is going to wrap up the amasa sugya. Just in general. Why don't we believe a woman without an amasa? You want to tell? Well, it's like Eidus, right? Kevin Shehigit, Shuvin Echozem Magid. That's a din in Eidus. And second of all, if we're based on that, then amasa wouldn't help either. Right? Amasa doesn't help, we just said. And that was the language of the Rambam, right? I look in 41, and the Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, Hilchus Eidus, Paragim Alachai, both say, Ein Shomen Lo, Afilun Asin Talmud Vorev. And Amasla gave a reason. It don't help. So that can't be what's going on with the woman. It can't be because it's similar to the din of Kevin Shehigit Shuv and Chozer Magid. Because A, that's a din by Eidus. Okay, and it's not really Eidus in court. And number two, if that were the case, then it wouldn't work with Amasla either. Okay, because Eidus and Bezin, Amasla doesn't help. Okay, so therefore, evidently, the woman's situation is not a din of Kevin Shehigit. The question is, so why don't we believe without Amasla? I'm going to be on Amasa. Right? It's sure, just to be Alma. So the Rav said as follows. Obviously, the fact that we believe her with an Amasa teaches us that it's not a din in Kivin Shehigit Shuv Enechaz Amagin. Okay, so the question is, so let's believe without Amasa. Okay? After all, her din, her... Basically, it's based on the Sofra law, whatever we explain it, but it's the Sofra law, right? Edech Nem Bisurin. Okay, why can't she change her mind? Okay, based on Shavin Asher Chatzikah Nesura, even with an Amasla, if say even without an Amasla, let her change her mind. So the Rav said, you hear? In other words, it's not really a din Erech and Misura, but ultimately Shavin Asher. Why can't you change your mind? That's Misura. Well, what's the problem? What is an Amasla for? You tell me the din Edus, then she wouldn't be able to change even with an Amasla. So you hear the kasha. The Rav said like this. Why does she need a masa at all? She had two approaches. One, Enachanami. She is believed when she says the second time, even without a masla. She's believed. But, so what are we left with now? She believed. What are we left with now? A suffix. Two believable statements. Statement A, we believe there. Now statement B, we believe there. So now what do we do? Right, we're stuck. We're stuck, which is right. So there's a suffix. There's a suffix. Okay? So should we go by what she said first or go by what she said second? Both statements are technically believable. So what do we do? Okay? So we're stuck. We're a suffix. What does the Amasla accomplish? It weakens statement A. Now statement B is stronger. Right, that's why. When the Amasla comes, it removes statement A, or at least significantly weakens statement A. And now we'll believe the second thing. But without an Amasla, we're left with a suffix. Okay? We're left with a suffix. All right? If we look back in the Rambam, look back at 31. Okay, the part of the Rambam that I didn't read before. Hilchos Sanhedrin, Parak Tes Zayin, Halacha Vav. The Rambam says, "B'med Ramurim Shalohikis Sha'ed Beisha Kavisar." Avim Omer Eino Chelav Zes Zu Eino Gusha Ve'Achal Abal Achal Shalohikis Eino Lokad Shikavu Isar Shneidim. Okay, what's there in the parentheses in that Rambam? Okay, that'll be a suffix. Whether we believe the first statement or the second statement, but even without that, leave that out for a second. Point being that since it's a suffix, we have to be machmer and assume that what? We don't have a suffix neither, right? So I have to say, we'll believe the first statement, not because we think the first statement is stronger, there's a suffix. We believe statement number two. But we can't believe statement number two to uproot statement number one. Why would we do that? Okay? We believe it when she says she's not an either. We also believe she says she is an either. So now I'm left with a theory between two statements. So we'll have two statements. We're not sure which is, both have validity. So now we'll have to say suffix. I have to be machmer. Hashem she's paying. So what does the Amasla do? Now Amasla gives us the opportunity to say that statement B is what we're going to believe. Because Amasla will weaken statement A. It's not exactly the same, but we can't give more power to than what she claims. The Amasla gives it just by way of illustration. I know it's not the same thing. You're familiar with Bari B'Shem and Bari Adif, right? You have two tainas. One guy says, I'm sure this is the case. The other guy says, I think this is the case. So who do we believe? Bari B'Shema, Bari Adif, right? You know what I'm talking about? Again, even vaguely, right? Bari B'Shema, Bari Adif. We believe the guy. Okay. Some raise the question, not really, but one second. We also have a din of amigo. Okay. Amigo, we should believe what a person says because why? Because if I were lying, I could have said a better lie, right? You come across that, right? You know, I believe amigo, but I could have said this, right? That's what Chanan has all the amigos, right? If it would have said this, If I would have really been lying, I would have said more. So we said, Bari B'Shema, Bari Adif. But why? We should believe the Shema. Because the guy with the Shema said, if I were lying, I would have said Bari. Right? If I were lying, I would have said Bari. Why would I say Shema? So based on that amigo, we should believe the Shema. Why do we say Bari B'Shema, Bari Adif? You hear the question? Right? Based on amigo, that the Shema guy will claim, what do you mean? If I were lying, amigo, if I were lying, I would have told him better. I would have said Bari, I'm sure. I'm being honest. I'm saying I'm not 100% sure. Believe me, I could have said I'm sure. So what's the Teretz? The Teretz, we do believe him. We believe that he's a Shema. Right? We're not going to believe more than he claimed. He claimed he's a Shema. Should believe me? I do believe you. Okay, we do believe you. Right? Migo, we should believe him. We do. We believe him. We believe he's a Shema. Right? You can't insert more than he said. So I'm saying with what a Masla does, without an Amasla, so now, she made statement A, believe it. Statement two, statement B, believe it. So we're left with a suffix. What the Amasla does now, it adds to the statement and it knocks out the weakened statement A. That's a little bit balabatish in a way, but that's one approach. The problem with that approach is, if you go back to the beginning of the very first source, the Warren Subas, it didn't say, suffix. It said, with the Masla, nemenes, and without the Amasla, ain't on their menace. That sounds more like than a suffix. Right? That's the weakness with this approach. They were pointed out, right? The Gemara Ksubas, and also the Rambam. The Rambam back in, right, the Gemara we started with in source one, and the Rambam in 10, right? Also, use the Shulchan Aruch, use the language, their menace, ain't on their menace. That doesn't sound like it's a suffix. We're not sure what to do, so it sounds like, it's more than a suffix. So that, and therefore the Rambam suggests the second approach. Okay, he says, generally speaking, human nature, you can disagree with it. If somebody says something and then says something contradictory later, which would you tend to believe? Most of the time, you tend to believe what the person said first. And the second time, you know, it's like the first time you say, oh, I didn't mean that. What I really meant was like this, right? He's already explaining it away. No? In other words, sometimes you have politicians or other people, they make a statement, blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, no, I didn't mean that. I meant like this, you know. Right? The second statement is usually, you know, overturning, right? If you, my mom is talking to you, you got tongue-tied. Talk they did with you, you said, change, okay. But if after talking they did with the next day, next week, you said, I don't know politics, but you know, there's a whole thing in Minneapolis. They said that they're going to undo, get rid of the police, right? The council, the town council, you heard about this? The city council voted to get rid of the police. Now there have been violent crimes, whatever it is. So what we say get rid of the police, exactly, get rid of the police. No. Man, like this, you know, right? The second time, you're trying to, you have it, there's all the time in the news. You know, the guy claims what I really meant was, I think it was the people also. You don't stop, you know, just say something completely contradictory. Usually, again, I don't know if you could prove it in all the cases. Usually, the second time is, you know, the second time is not the MS, okay? And therefore, this with Rav called an umder in the muchach, that the first time is the more valid statement. Especially if you thought about it, you said something. You know, first time, that's what you meant. Second time, you're trying to kvetch out of it. You're trying to wiggle out of it. Something happened, someone told you, oh, well, I didn't mean it exactly that way, I meant, right? The terutzim, right? So there's an umder in the muchach that we believe the first time, okay? So now, again, there's an eight echad, there's also. God came to Bezin, made a statement. Now he comes and say a different statement. What were you thinking the first time? Well, I thought but it looks a little funny, right? I mean, you think of it again, forget about halacha and need to, just in general, no? The guy comes, he testifies in Bezin or in a court, and now he comes the following, well, I didn't mean it exactly that way. I meant what I but all of a sudden everything becomes like a process, you know. Well, I mean, this word, that word, I misunderstood, right? It sounds a little fishy. It may be true. I'm not saying it's not, sometimes it is true. But the Alma, If you're dealing with an intelligent, regular person, what he said the first time, okay, is what he would have meant. In other words, he wouldn't have said it. And now later on, you're just catching a way out. Unless what? Unless you have a masla. Unless you can explain why you said it like that the first time. Oh, you said it like that the first time because you missed on, you thought the guy asked this question, you thought this was okay. Oh, that's something different. You follow what the Rebbe is saying? No, he's saying we have an umdud in a muchach generally that the first words you say are correct. Okay, so without an amasla, the second that when she says to Horani, we're not going to believe her. What do you need to tell her? You said yes, they were neither. Why would we not believe that? The umdud in a muchach will be mevatel, so to speak, you know, any nemonis on the second statement. Okay, it may be true, but it doesn't matter. We have an umdud in a muchach. We don't know. Umdud in a muchach, the first one is correct. Okay. But when you have an amasla, where you explain why you said what you said the first time, so that will once again, that'll weaken the first statement. Once you weaken the first statement, to now we have a good reason to believe the second statement. But just in general, the Rav said why amasla works, why with the nida, you know, it's not a din. As we asked Akasha, if it's not a din in Eidos, he said it's not a din in Eidachad, in Kevin Shegit Shura and Chozer Magid, because in Eidos, well, a masla later doesn't help, right? You with me? Right? The Rambam and Shulchan both said by Eidos, you know, in court, you can't undo your testimony, you can't recant, and even within a masla. So the mere fact that a woman can recant within a masla means it's not a din in Eidos. So what is it? You know, how does it work? And if so, what if we believe her? So let's believe her the second time also. Let's believe her the second time without a masla. If we believe her, it's not a din in Eidos, and she can recant, so let's accept it without a masla. The Rambam gave two terutzim. One, we believe her, but we don't necessarily believe her over the first case because it's a suffix. Statement A, statement B, the contradiction, I don't know what to do. Okay, so neither will have to say she's a suffix, right? So therefore, I have to mark her. Unless she produces an amasa, but we can statement two, statement one, statement two wins out. That's the first teretz. Second teretz is just be alma. Okay, we assume that a person says something, they're telling the truth. Okay, unless we have reason to think the person's a liar, a different story. A normal person, we believe the person telling the truth the first time he says something. And if he changes his mind later, probably it's because, you know, something funny, we won't believe the second time. Unless he explains why he's saying it differently the second time. what he meant the first time was, I'm saying it now because the first time, this was a circumstance, and I'm Amasla. Then we'll believe in Amasla. Okay, I can. Okay? That's just some insights in the Rav. Now, Amasla, we'll go back to, tomorrow we'll learn the Parshat Hashem, and we'll go back to the Sunday. Okay?